pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very humid day in progress. High temperature up to about 91. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours as the front moves southward into the area. In fact, the risk for thunderstorms continues even tonight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, maybe not quite as numerous tomorrow, but they'll still be around. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. And then mid-90s on Friday with widely scattered storms. Isolated, widely separated. And then on Saturday, the rain chances ramp up again. A decent chance of showers and storms. Not every town will get wet. Download our free weather app today with advanced notification for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here are some results from Tuesday's runoff election. In the Republican race for Attorney General, incumbent Steve Marshall defeated former Attorney General Troy King. With all the votes counted, it was Marshall with 62% to King's 38%. Marshall will face Democrat Joseph Siegelman in November. Incumbent Martha Roby defeated former Congressman Bobby Bright in the Republican runoff for U.S. House District 2. Roby had 68% of the vote to Bright's 32%. She moves on to face Democrat Tabitha Eisner in November. And in the Republican runoff for Lieutenant Governor, State Representative Will Ainsworth beat Public Service Commission President Twinkle Cavanaugh. The margin was 51% to 49%. For full election results, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
July. Vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trump says he meant to say something completely different in Helsinki when he said this about Russian interference.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Trump now says,
it should have been. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
Barack Obama was among the speakers at an outdoor event in Johannesburg, South Africa.
The free press is under attack. Censorship and state control of media is on the rise.
4,000 miles of internet cable could be permanently underwater in the next 15 years. AT&T and Verizon say they're aware of the increased flood threat.
The Dutch Prime Minister led a ceremony in the Netherlands to mark 4 years since the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17.
Israel is imposing more restrictions on the Gaza Strip.
Officials from Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is giving members of Congress an upbeat assessment of job growth and the overall U.S. economy.
A man suspected of killing 3 people in Texas in the past week is now in custody.
Astronomers have found 12 new moons orbiting the planet Jupiter.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, 2 states have been added to our country and 2 words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
85 degrees outside, stock market is up 69 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I'm very good. It's not quite as hot as it has been, which is good.
Yes, that is good.
That is good. That's very good. Had an interesting night last night looking at the election returns.
Oh, I didn't look till this morning. I took my time last night and watched what I wanted to watch. I was like, I'll find out in the morning. And I did. And it's interesting how it turned out.
It really is. It's funny. If you are a kind of a well-known old political figure, you got your butt kicked last night.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, this is amazing. So let's kind of go over some of them. Will Ainsworth won with 51.5% of the vote to Twinkle's 48.5%. They were separated by 10,200 votes. That's not very many for a statewide race.
I was about to say that seemed like the narrowest margin to me of all the races.
But note that 176,000 number. Steve Marshall beats Troy King 62% to 38% straight up.
Wow.
Man, that is 91,000 vote differential. Troy King being kind of the old-time politician, got been around the track before, and Steve Marshall, fresh face, gets 62% of the vote. Rick Pate, remember the number 176,000? He has 176,434 votes. He gets 56.7%, but Gerald Dahl, Senator Gerald Dahl, been there a long time. He only gets 134,000 votes. That is 5,000 more than Troy King got out of the whooping he took. But Rick Pate, not a politician, a true farmer. We had a couple of people that called in about him, said that he's a good guy.
I actually got a chance to meet him.
You did?
I helped produce the Land Show that comes out on Saturday mornings here on News Talk. And he was a guest on their show in studio. And I understood after meeting him, he's going to be the guy who wins. He'd visit every county in the state of Alabama.
People tell me he will remind you of John McMillan.
He does. Very much knows what he's talking about, but he's also got that southern charm to him.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Knows how to laugh, how to enjoy himself, but also get down to business. And really did the work of going out there, meeting people, especially affected by the agriculture and industries position.
Well, that's good. I think he's going to be a good one. Then you had a race that surprised a whole bunch of people. That's Martha Roby and Bobby Bright. Martha Roby wins with 68% of the vote.
Damn.
Double the vote of Bobby Bright, who got 32%, and Martha weighed in at 48,277. Her acceptance speech was pretty good because the first thing she did was thank Donald Trump.
Yes.
And then Donald Trump tweeted about Martha. Martha was on Fox News, not as a stand-up, but was a report about her. I counted five times between Fox and Friends and America's Newsroom. And she was like this feature story. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So then we get down to Johnny Ford, former mayor of Tuskegee, former state representative, against Pepplin Warren, who is the sheriff's wife of Macon County. She wins with 63.3% of the vote. Johnny Ford racks up 36.7% of the vote. This is Johnny Ford, longtime political pal. So the pattern here, if you're kind of, I think Bobby Bright was seen as a longtime political person. People probably don't even remember that Martha was on the city council for more years than Bobby Bright was actually mayor during that time. And then Will Dismukes, a name that very few people knew, running against current probate judge Al Booth, longtime political person, head of the Republican Party in the county for a lot of years, Joy, his daughter, wonderful lady. Will Dismukes gets 72.3% of the vote.
Wow.
Al Booth, an incumbent probate judge who is aged out here, gets only 27.7% of the vote. That's bad. Now, I understand that they're going to contest Will Dismukes where he lives, that he actually lives outside the district. So they're going to challenge him on that. I understand that package went up yesterday went up Friday, but they're supposed to look at executive committee. They're supposed to take a look at it, or the chairs and look at it, see if they need to present it to the executive committee. Here's another long-time name against a nobody. Nobody knew this person. Kurt Hatcher beat Alvin Holmes 58.6% of the vote to 41.4% of the vote. That is absolutely incredible.
Man, Alvin's been there for a long time.
I think he's been there 36 years. That is amazing.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like it's a Democrat or Republican thing. It seems an everybody thing. If you've been there a long time, people are in the mood to clean house, even if they might have liked you before.
Yeah. They, I mean, and, you know, I think Twinkle has got to kind of think about what her political future is going to look like. How does she address the situation? I think she has kind of been in the mix too long, and so she needs to freshen up that look there. Claudia Mitchell, who we had in the studio, against Robert Porterfield, the head of the chairman of the Montgomery County Board of Education. Claudia Mitchell, neophyte, newcomer, former teacher, retired, gets 68.2% of the vote against Robert Porterfield, who gets 31.8% of the vote.
Damn.
That was a smack down.
Shellacking.
That's incredible. I mean, doubled his vote. And she just went through and just methodically went and did what she needed to do. She got some good advice, I understand. But that was absolutely amazing. So you have Alvin Holmes, old-time political Paul, Robert Porterfield, Ben, the chair of the office, Al Booth, current probate judge, Johnny Ford, former mayor and representative. You've got Martha Roby. You've got Martha Roby against Bobby Bright, 2-1. Gerald Dahl, a senator for up 10 years, just pounded by Rick Pate. I knew when I saw those numbers. Steve Marshall against Troy King, 62% to 38%. And then Twinkle, who loses by 3 points in the race, only 10,000 votes, closest race. But boy, if you're the thing that all those people have in common is that there are well-known political brands that are out there, and people are saying, we're going to move on to something else. Guys, hang on. I'm going to be back with your calls right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
I won!
You won!
win.
Jackpot, baby!
The big one.
Oh, man, what a rush.
So much excitement.
The thrill of it all.
The sand between your toes.
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean. When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad. What?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Would you guys grow some patience on you here? Let's go to the phones and go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my brother?
Man, I am doing so good. If I was two folks, I couldn't stand it.
I know, because there'd be too much of you.
If I was twins, it'd just be something else, I tell you.
What's on your mind?
I've been looking at all this election stuff. Man, there's a lot of upsets. You know that. You've been paying attention. A lot of upsets.
Yeah.
But the one that I'm most surprised about is Alvin Holmes. I really, he's been there 36 years or more?
I think that is correct. I think it's 9 terms.
Well, you know, I've been looking at this. I've been checking it out. And in this age of conspiracies, I believe there was some outside
interference
from another country. Yeah, yeah. I think it was Germany.
Their beer drink is pretty good.
They wanted Alvin out. But I was really surprised about that one. And, you know, I was kind of surprised at Twinkle and Ainsworth. And just wonder what you thought. You know, some of those ads got pretty nasty there.
Oh, man, did they?
And, you know, she was running that one about, you know, him having a criminal record and the boat thing and everything, and then he turns it around and he's riding around with a boat with a little tiger in the back of it. Do you think that hurt her, and do you think that set him up to win?
Somebody just sent me that Alvin Holmes has been there ready for this since 1974.
Man, I was still in high school.
That's 36. That's 44 years ago, man.
Man.
Shazam, as we say.
Yeah, and a newcomer, somebody you never heard of, bumped him out. I wonder if people got smart or what.
I think a little bit of Alvin Holmes goes a long way. I helped somebody, Michelle Browder, who ran against him one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's not the same Alvin Holmes he was when we ran against him.
Is he better or worse?
Oh, well, he's much slower. He's much more toxic.
Well, he's 100 years old now.
I know.
I mean, he's got to be what? He's got to be 80.
I'll look him up as soon as I can.
I just, you know, and you know, mentioning that, you know, sometimes I think it might just be time to go home.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Incumbents, long-time political polls and incumbents, people are through with it. They are through with it. They think that that's what part of the problem is. He's 78 years old.
Wow. And speaking of, you know, that old, I know Mr. Shelby's older than that. Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't he mention he was not going to run again, or did he say that?
No, he's not. He's never going to say that. He's he either wants to die in office or be the CIA director.
Well, man, what's one of the qualifications? You got to be 90. I mean, you know, because he's pushing that, I think. I think we need to send Joey to Washington.
Goodness, they won't like me. I don't think the people of Alabama will like me very well.
No, I'll tell you what, man, I've seen you dance now, so I know you'll fit right in with the party crowd up there.
Okay, well, that's true. If it was all just parties and, you know, drinking, I'd probably enjoy a lot of it. But people want me to bring home the bacon here.
Well, you're still a young fella. You get up there a couple of terms, and then, you'll say, hey, I think I've partied enough. I'm going to senator a little bit now. And then you'll be set.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't think people would want me to do that. I don't know. I think power would corrupt me. I'm very prone to that sort of corruption.
Well, me and Dan, we would be your first two votes.
Yeah, but I just don't want you looking in my attic. You might find a portrait.
Oh, Dorian Gray.
Yeah. Great movie. All right, fellas. Look, I'm gonna go over and get Alvin. We're gonna go get a beer and cry in it.
You got it, buddy.
See you later.
Have a good one. Let's go to the phones and go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Rusty was your last caller?
Yep.
Well, he's got a long way to go to Buck's pocket to buy Alvin a beer, if that's what he intends on doing. But I hope all the losers have a short but enjoyable stay there. And hopefully it won't be too hard on them. A good friend of mine told another friend who had just got beat in a political race that he truly should have won. But this older guy said, I've learned that if you go into the arena often enough, sooner or later you're going to get your head bloodied.
Yeah.
But if you have a reasonable coagulation time, you'll survive. And if you take it the right way, you'll learn from it and profit from it. So I hope some of the losers do that. But Dan, I think there is a single but very significant characteristic relative to each pair of candidates that found themselves in this runoff yesterday. I may be wrong. I don't know the age relationship to Troy King and the current Attorney General, Marshall. But I believe there's a significant age difference in the winner and the loser, and in each case, the younger candidate won.
I'd have to look that up. I kind of credit that more towards who you are. Are you representing, are you part of the institutional factor of politics? And if you are, I think that's what got you.
Well, obviously, I'll give you that there are half a dozen or more important characteristics in each of these individual races. But the old, as Steve Flowers would put it, the get acquainted campaign to get your name out there, I think that's pretty much a thing of the past.
Steve Marshall's 53, Troy King's 49.
Yeah, so that's the one race where a guy who's 5-6 years older won, and all the others, markedly younger candidate won.
Yeah,
and I take it as a sign of voter dissatisfaction.
And it's because they're older and they've been there so long. That's what the problem is. It's not the fact that they're older, it's the fact that they've been there so long.
Yeah, in most cases, that's true. And seniority has its places, but there's a time to retire and go home.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it was smart for these Republicans not to seek re-election, because they were seen as old school and been there too long, and they were going to lose. I think the fresh face is the way to go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I've tried to convince a few friends of mine that there's a time when you have to realize that there's as much fun to be had over here in the shade tree with grandkids as there is under those hot clear lights in the OR where you're still slaving away. But as I told one of my buddies, as long as your brain still works and your hands still work, then no reason why you can't still work. Doesn't apply to some of our friends who lost badly yesterday, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly was an interesting day. As a political poll, drinking wine, I had a great night last night.
Yeah. You guys have a good day. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Ken. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu, along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast, from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off-premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money.
Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very humid day in progress. High temperature up to about 91. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours as the front moves southward into the area. In fact, the risk for thunderstorms continues even tonight. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, maybe not quite as numerous tomorrow, but those still be around. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. And then mid-90s on Friday with widely scattered storms, isolated, widely separated. And then on Saturday, the rain chances ramp up again. A decent chance of showers and storms. Not every town will get wet. Download our free weather app today with advanced notification for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. The phones here to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hello, Dan.
How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day outside today.
Yeah, it's not too hot. Yeah, it's not too hot.
Got a question for you. I have a little group that meets, and there's a couple of millennials in it, and I bring up things that I've heard on your show from time to time. And one of them asked me the other day where they could go to look at this news. And I said, well, you know, I typically just check in every now and then on the Dan Morris show and hear some of the things that I've talked about. Where would you tell them to go? Because I know it's probably not Fox News or ABC News.
Well, what are they trying to find?
Political information.
Well, you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and I have a series of video clips that are there, normally 9 or 10, that are kind of stories of politics and current events. But it's done through the eyes of CBS or Fox News or the Today Show.
Okay, so you do get a lot of your news from them, just modified.
Yeah, what I do is I take it and I point out the discrepancies and the indiscrepancies that happen within the story, or how the, and you'll hear a lot of that today.
Okay, I was just curious about that. You know, I do have a second comment, and that's about Martha Roby.
Yeah.
You know, I had several friends who pitched Bobby Bright and tried to convince me that he would be a good candidate. My issue with Bobby is the fact that in his campaign, some of the commercials he ran talked about his vote in comparison to Martha's. And I understand that a lot of the votes that he voted with Pelosi and the Democrats were for naming buildings, naming bridges, stuff like that. The issue I had with him was that D in front of his name. I'm not a Martha Roby fan, but until they get a good candidate to run against her, I really have a hard time voting for a guy that decided that he wanted to run for the same office, just different political position.
Yep, that's exactly right. Bill, thanks for the telephone call. Yeah, Liddy was listening to us on the Waste and the Martha Roby and Bobby Bright, and she brings up a very valid point that Bobby Bright is just old news. He's just kind of been there, and even though you may not like Martha and may not like some of the stances, I do think that the Trump endorsement probably did help, because she was not doing that well in the polls until then. And I didn't see any posts after that, so I assumed that that was the deal. Liddy, that was a good job. Skipper, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How's it going, Dan?
I'm doing great. Are you a happy camper today?
I am. I am actually a happy camper. I had a great time watching the returns last night. I heard you talking about it. And did you see the Troy King interview on Channel 12?
I did. And I tried to find it. Skipper brings up a great point, as I try to find it. Troy King said, I don't see this as a loss. I see this as we got our message out there. So me getting my butt handed to me really isn't a loss. And he said he's going to continue on with these ethics complaints against Steve Marshall.
That's right. I thought that the two things that stuck out to me that made me actually laugh out loud was the poor reporter, Michelle, I think is her name, or Melissa. She asked him, you know, what do you attribute it to? But it was something along the lines of, what do you attribute it to, why you lost or how you lost? His answer was, because he got more votes than I did. I did have one thing I just wanted to tell you real quick.
Sure.
This actually happened out at a polling place. I was out and about yesterday running some errands, and I went to a business that was near a polling place. And I pulled up and I parked, and I had a phone call. I was sitting in my car taking a phone call, and a little old lady pulled up next to me in what looked like a late 70s, maybe early 80s cattle hat, and got out, and she was dressed up really nice, and she had a cane, umbrella cane, and she was using it, and she started walking in, and I got out of my car and was walking like catching up to her, actually, as she was heading to the polling place, and there was one of the ladies sitting there handing out ballots. One of the Democrat candidates had, you know, a person in a chair handing out, you know, ballots to who you vote for. And as she walked up to the lady asked her, would you like a ballot? And this little old lady, cute little old lady, wheels around with that cane and just pokes it up at the girl's face, and she says, I know who I'm voting for. And I ain't voting for no Democrat. And you better get your life right. And turned around and went on into polling place. And
I wish you would have captured that on video.
It happened so quickly. I'm just walking along and I just saw it happen. And it was just that quick. And it was hysterical. And I actually started laughing. And as the lady moved on, even the poll lady that was sitting in the chair started laughing. You know, but I was like, my goodness, there's a lot of vinegar out here this morning. but I just thought that was just really special. That started the whole day, and then the Troy King interview kind of capped it off. But
now you voted Harrison, right?
I vote at Harrison. That particular incident did not occur in Harrison.
Oh, okay.
I vote at Harrison. And it was a very light turnout there. And when I went in, I was the only one there when I went in. And I thought, well, if it's really light today, that's probably going to hurt Bright. I wasn't sure who was going to win. I know who I voted for, and I'm with you. I think the Trump endorsement and maybe a light turnout, did it. But it was a pretty decisive win from Roby. So,
yeah, it really was. And I think there was a money issue. I think there was a Bobby Bright past issue. And I think people look beyond Martha Roby and kind of what she had done in the last couple of years.
Enjoying the show. Have a good one.
You too. Can we fit Lisa in here? Lisa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my dear?
I'm great, Dan. Thank you so much for the fine show that you do.
Wow,
I wanted to ask about the city council meeting last night.
Ooh, by the way, for production value here, Mayor Todd Strange is going to be in at 1 o'clock, and that will be one of the first issues I'll talk to him about.
Okay. That'll be great. Thank you for addressing that with him. I heard he was booed till he couldn't talk. So I really wanted to hear more about it.
He actually asked, and we're going to play it, he asked the crowd, would you like for me to resign tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
And the crowd kind of, yeah, type of thing. I'm going to tell him, I said, as giving you political advice, don't ever do that. Because you're not going to get the answer you want.
Oh, I thank you so much, Dan. You have a good day.
Thank you, Lisa. That was an easy call. Harrison. Harrison, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, I wanted to get in real quick because I know you got Mayor Strange at 1. I wanted to, first of all, thanks for having Steve Marshall on Thursday and taking my call then on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give a shout out to Marty Stokes, who worked for Steve's campaign in the central area. A lot of times you forget about the people who worked on the campaign workers, and I know you don't. But there's a young man named Marty Stokes who from Prattville, and he worked real hard on the campaign for Steve. And, Elmore County went for Steve Marshall, which is kind of amazing. It's for hard work by people like himself.
But let me tell you why I think I noticed that. And here's what I think happened. I think that Elmore, Autauga, and Montgomery County and Lowndes got too much of Troy King because he was right here, and this is where he was making all the news because of the gambling thing. And
yes.
I think that's when I looked at those numbers, I was going like, okay, the new guy gets the vote and the old guy doesn't, but I think that's the influence of the media and some of the stuff that Troy King did.
Well, I think it was sort of last night a rejection of the retread, and I like Troy as a person, and I like Twinkle, and I like Bobby Bright as a person, but I think it was just sort of a rejection of that, and we're ready for some fresh faces, even though Steve is considered him a good friend, and he's been in office, what, I think 16 months or so. But he's a fresh face, and he's fresh energy, and he's going to continue to do a great job as the Attorney General. I was at his celebration party last night, and he gave a real inspirational speech, and one of the criticisms of him had been like, well, he's not strong enough, and a lot of people don't know him. I'm from Marshall County originally. And if you've ever been in a courtroom with him, he is a tough guy, and he is a tough, a bad dude prosecutor. So anyway, Alabama's going to have a great attorney general going forward. We still got an election in November, and we still have to win that. But anyway, thank you to everybody that got out there and voted for Steve Marshall.
Thanks, Harrison. Appreciate it. Like that name. My nephew's name, father's middle name. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. You
the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Sirius Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Sirius Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, look at those flips. This is where we are. Maritime's train in the house in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's do this. So we're kind of running out of time here. A really good job market out there. And this is interesting here. Let's listen in.
Over 3 million jobs, 3.2 million jobs have been created since President Trump took office, and optimism about finding a good job is at a record high, according to Gallup. Look at that. Now, some people are worrying the market, the labor market, is too good and too favorable to workers. But our next guest says these are the early signs of a capitalist fund comeback. Is that true? Is the labor market too good right now?
I don't know how the labor market could be too good. We haven't seen wages go up. We need wages to go up. The big complaint by Democrats during the Obama administration was that we had this growing income inequality. Well, now we're seeing jobs for working class Americans increase, which puts pressure on wages as employers compete for employees, and we're seeing that those bottom salaries start to rise. And as those rise, as the economy improves and those salaries rise, that income inequality they always claimed was such a problem is going to decrease because of President Trump's and the Republican Party's free market policies. So this is a great time for employees.
If you're looking for a job, the good news is I think it was back in March that the number of people looking for work actually exceeded the number of jobs out there.
And that's for the first time since the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, has been tracking the data. It happened in March. The second time it happened was April, and the third time it happened was May. So we've got 3 months in a row with these great numbers.
And let me tell you something. The way this thing is falling into place here, this thing is going to really peak when we get to the midterm elections. Because we're going to see, and here in this report, we can start seeing some of the GDP numbers, and we could have some back-to-back quarters that could plow through here. Really good stock market. Everybody's talking about these tariffs hurting us. Let me tell you, China stock market is down 25%. Our stock market is right near its all-time high.
Let's listen to the second part about this and talk about unemployment and the calculus.
At the same time, while people are optimistic, maybe it's time for me to leave this job and trade up to a bigger, higher paying job. At the same time, businesses are investing more money in workers and in their plants as well, and that's good for everybody.
That was why GDP didn't go up during the Obama years, why it stuck at about 2%, because businesses weren't investing. They didn't have confidence in the economy.
Right.
They now have confidence in the economy. They're investing, and we're seeing GDP growth in the 3% range that the president promised.
Mm-hmm. We ran a soundbite a little while ago of this 28-year-old socialist who's running for Congress here in New York, and she said that the reason the unemployment rate is so low is because everybody's got two jobs. What do you think about that?
Well, if for calculating the unemployment rate, if you have two jobs, you still just count as one person employed. The unemployment rate is the number of people employed, not the number of jobs that people have. So if you work a full-time and a part-time job, you're counted as employed. You're not counted as two people. So it's disappointing that this woman who got the nomination is supposed to be the face of the Democratic Party, really doesn't even understand how the unemployment rate is calculated. But given her socialist leanings, I'm not surprised that she doesn't understand economics very well.
No, and that's hilarious that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez didn't.
Totally screwing up.
Yeah. But asking about how unemployment is calculated, we talked about for years labor participation, the labor force participation rate, and I'm wondering where is that these days?
That's off the charts. Off the charts. And I mean, and that's what's happening is there's a labor force that's out there, and you're starting to see, particularly in places like Huntsville or very low unemployed numbers, that they're really having a hard time with finding people, particularly for these lower level jobs, but not rock bottom, but that at that $11, $12 an hour type thing, and then anything with construction. Can we fit in this next clip?
I think so.
I think it's short.
Finally, Andy, as we head into the November midterms, given the fact that the tax cuts seem to be working and the president's other initiatives are going, less regulation, a lot of people are saying this could be pretty good for the Republicans come November.
Well, it should be very good for the Republicans. You know, the economy is hotter than it's been. It may be in my lifetime, certainly since the Reagan years and maybe late Clinton years. I mean, the economy is on fire. And, people on the left are doing everything they can to downplay that. But the numbers keep coming in month after month after month. I'm very anxious to see on the 27th, we're going to see the GDP first estimate for Q2. I think it's going to be a great number. And I think that's the number that will carry us into the November elections.
There you go. That's going to carry us into the November election. I tell you, you get some success. You get the economy stupid. You remember the Clinton deal?
Yeah.
Well, this is the opposite of it. It was the economy stupid because the economy was bad. This is going to be the economy stupid because the economy is good. And the Dems are going to do everything they possibly can to talk it down and say it really isn't a success. But let me tell you something. Nothing succeeds like success. The MR Show will be back right after this with Mayor Todd Strange.